Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, Jim Powers with ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and it's this week's edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast, and we've got teams heading down the state. We got teams looking to repeat. We got teams that have been there. It's going to be a great weekend of basketball down at JQH Arena and the other old barn in the state of Missouri, Hammond Student Center, and it's great to see Whitfield back and trying to defend their state championship from last year. And joining us is a good friend of mine and their head coach, Mike Slater. And Mike, congratulations, you know, trying to build off of last year, and you guys are right back to where you want to be, playing in the state semifinal.
Absolutely. First of all, Jim, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And it's good to be back. It's great to be back, right? Anytime we're playing basketball in March is always a good thing. And the girls are excited. You know, the school is excited. And it's just, you know, it's just another step in trying to build upon that momentum. And, you know, we've been doing this a long time and getting there is not easy. And then we finally got over the hump and won a title. And hey, we put ourselves back in position to try to do it again. And the thing that we're trying to impress upon the girls is don't take it for granted that we got there, right? And certainly winning it is not going to be easy. And you put yourself in a position to go back to back, that's pretty elite company. And so we want them to enjoy it. But at the same time, we got to keep grinding.
You know, and this is an old hat for you. You guys have been down to the state Final Four many times. And unfortunately, you ran into that stretch a few years back where Stratford was just doing Stratford things and winning. And, you know, you got caught that winning streak, that big winning streak that they had. And then last year you broke through the glass ceiling. And you mentioned something that, you know, you can't take it for granted. And I'm sure those kids that played last year are telling the younger kids, because you got a relatively young group this year. You know, they're saying, hey, you got to be ready. We can't just go down there because we're the defending champs and say, okay, we're going to win the whole thing. We got a tough 2-game stretch coming up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's really kind of been the rallying cry all season long. You know how they say, you know, hey, we're going to be everyone's Super Bowl, right? And everyone's going to have a different reason for trying to beat us, right? You know, teams are going to want to try to measure themselves. Teams are going to want to try to prove themselves and get themselves out there. And there are going to be teams that want to try to push us down and say, ah, you're not quite ready yet, right? And so there's going to be a variety of reasons. And at the same time, we want to establish ourselves. This is how culture is built. This is how programs are built. And to your point, we don't have any seniors. You know, we've got a strong junior class that has been leading us, and they're, you know, letting them know, it's like, hey, this, you know, this is a work trip, right? We've got to get down here and we've got to make sure that we have the right amount of energy and the right amount of consistency. And, you know, they're really taking it seriously, which is certainly a good thing.
Before we jump into the schedule and all that stuff, let's talk about the kids. And you've got a couple really, really good ones in Rhodes and Bush. Talk a little bit about them, what they bring to the table, and their leadership, especially, like you said, with a young group, you know, keeping everybody focused on point and ready to attack game in and game out. Talk about those kids and what they mean to your program.
Oh, shoot. Absolutely. I mean, Brooke is a junior, and she's just kind of that silent, no-nonsense kind of kid. And, you know, she has been averaging a double-double since her freshman year, which is, you know, almost unheard of. But she gets out there and she does everything we ask her to do. And she's so unselfish, right? She's kind of that soft-spoken, you know, as you said, leader that goes out and does her job and really tries to support everyone. And, you know, she can do a lot of different things that people aren't aware of. JB is another one. I mean, she's only a sophomore, She started at the point on a state championship team, and she's back and doing more of the same. And she's matured, and she's got such a great handle on the scheme and how to run a team and how to keep everyone involved. And she can score, as people saw in that district championship game against MICDS. You know, she had 24 points on 6 of 9 from three for three from the free throw line. But she also had, I think, 6 assists or something like that, if not a couple more. She's always trying to get people involved. Like, she's not a selfish kid. I don't think there's a selfish bone in her body. She's always trying to make that next pass and put someone else in position to score. But when we need her, I mean, she can step up and she can do that. So they both bring such high levels of skill to the table. But at the same time, they're both very supportive, well-liked amongst their teammates, and they really want the best for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you talk about those two, but there's a couple others on the squad that have just really stepped up and have done some terrific things. Talk about those kids.
You know, we've got some kids that have really bought in to the team concept. And I say that going back a couple of years. I mean, they could go to other teams and have bigger roles and more numbers offensively, but they've really bought into this team concept, and they bought into the fact that, hey, we want to build something. You know, we want to continue to win games. And if that means, hey, I've got to take a step back and my numbers aren't as big, so be it. And both of those kids, you know, we've got TT Nelson, who's a 5'11 guard. She's a junior. She can shoot it from the outside. She can attack. And she's been rebounding like no one's business in the second half of this season. And, you know, she's been doing great things for us. Treasure Jackson, 5'9 guard, a defensive nightmare. We put her on, you know, in many cases, the best player on the other team. And she's so quick. She's so athletic. And offensively, she's got one of the quickest first steps of anyone in the state. And I've been saying that since she was a freshman. And so she's continued to improve. And she is the anchor on that defense. She's got so much energy. Even when she's not in the game, you know, she's switching seats and she's standing up and she, you know, she's got so much energy. She truly anchors that defense with her energy on or off the court. So we've got a number of kids that have really been stepping up. You know, Brittany Rhodes, Brooke's little sister, she's a sophomore. She has really been doing great things defensively. Going back to last season, she really started in the district championship game and moved on to the sectionals and quarterfinals. And she was drawing some pretty tough assignments defensively, and she's done a tremendous job, and she's just continued to improve. And we've got a number of kids that have really been doing some outstanding work, but you know, those kids are really working and they're really committed to trying to go for another title.
Schedule for you guys. And I've known you for years. I know what you do with your schedule. You're not afraid to shy away from anybody. You play in the Viz every year. And the Viz was loaded again this year. Mm-hmm. You know, just talk about that and how that schedule gets you guys ready for the state run and to be ready to go to play in a state semifinal game.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that we started, you know, when we were in class three. You know, when I first got there, and it's hard to believe, this is already my 8th season at Winfield. And so, you know, obviously when I got there, we were class three. And so we played a big school schedule. You know, I'd like to think that we played a class 5 schedule, and we weren't in a conference at first. And then when the spot opened up to go into the MWAA white division, I jumped at the opportunity. And so, you know, that made sure that we played teams like Incarnate, played teams like St. Joe and Koryezu and other big schools. And then we went and got some big schools on the non-conference schedule. We played Rockbridge a few times, you know, a few years back. And we played a number of large schools, Hazelwood Central, when they had all those great teams. So we tried to play the biggest schools. We tried to play the schools that were consistently ranked in the top 10 in the area and in the state. And that really got us ready for postseason play. I would say at least 2/3 of our schedule were bigger schools. Obviously, we wanted to play some Class 3 schools to kind of make sure that we saw them. But and then with the implementation of the championship factor last year, we got bumped up in the inaugural season of that. And so we ended up winning a Class 5 title, right? Because we weren't overwhelmed by the moment. We weren't overwhelmed by playing those big schools. That's just our schedule, right?
Yeah.
And so we were fortunate enough to be able to do that. And, you know, building your schedule so that you can just win games, it doesn't really, that doesn't help you to progress. And so, you know, hey, I've never put an emphasis on trying to go undefeated or anything like that. So we just want to get better. And fortunately, we've been able to do that.
Well, you guys got a tough matchup, and I want to talk about the state of girls basketball in St. Louis here in a minute, but this will lead right into it. You get Webster, you played them earlier this year. Yeah. You know, they jumped down from 6-5. Mm-hmm. Talk about the matchup. Talk about the difference from playing them second, I believe either first or second game of the season to now we're 30 some odd games in and we're in March.
Yeah, no, Josh is doing a great job over there. And you know, it's just been outstanding to kind of watch them. Last year when we were in Class 5, they were in Class 6, you know, went over and supported them and watching them play their games and all of that. And I just think it's great with what he's done with that program over there. And, you know, like you said, we played them the second game out of the gate, and you know, we were able to get a hard fought close win. And so that's the other thing about it. It's like, hey, we can't take that for granted. That game, you know, first of all, was in November, right? And so, you know, both teams are playing well, both teams are tough, and they're senior heavy and their seniors have experience. And so, you know, we've got our hands full, and it's going to be an interesting matchup. It's always interesting when we play them. And again, they came down from Class 6, and, you know, I really want to double check Misha's math to make sure that should happen. But anyway, we're stuck with them now. But yeah, so, you know, they want it, right? They're hungry. They got to right at the doorstep last year, and I'm sure they want to finish the deal this year, excuse me. And so, you know, we've got to be ready, and we're trying to do all the right things in terms of watching film and trying to mimic what they do, trying to anticipate any new things that they might have. And so, you know, because they've got a great staff over there, we have to be ready.
No doubt about it. Girls basketball here in St. Louis, and you've been around the block quite a bit. And, you know, since I moved here and I started covering, you know, girls basketball has grown by leaps and bounds. And now I think this year, when you see 5 St. Louis teams playing in the state semifinals, you know, you guys are playing Webster, then you got IWA playing St. Joe's, you know, the old backyard rivalry. And then you've got the emergence of John Burroughs and what Jacob has done over there this year. Mm-hmm. You know, just talk a little bit about the growth that you've seen as a coach of girls basketball here in the St. Louis Metro.
Yeah, no, I mean, as you can see, you know, the hair everywhere is kind of gray. But, you know, back in the day, it kind of reminds me of how, you know, St. Joe and Incarnate were always there. You know, Koryezu has been in and out of there. And then, you know, I was at Narek's and we had a couple trips there. And so, you know, you were used to kind of seeing a few teams from that conference go. And then Hazelwood Central had a great run. But again, to your point now, kind of like last year, right? We, St. Louis had the Class 3 state champ. We had a third place finisher in Class 4. You know, we had the Class 5 state champ and the Class 4 state, I'm sorry, Class 5 state champ, Class 6 state champ, and the Class 6 runner-up, right? And so this year, it's more the same. I mean, the kids are just getting so much better, right? They're getting more training. They're playing in more national schedules during their AAU seasons, and they're really playing at a high level. And I think it's tremendous. It's really been great for our area, especially when you see the different kids that are going on to play and doing well. I mean, obviously one of the first names that comes up is Nafisa Collier, right? And then you look and you've got a Suge Sutton who had a great career at Texas and gone to the WNBA, and she's playing overseas. And you've got so many kids that are doing well and playing well. And if you really want to go back a little ways, now we're really kind of showing our age. You got a Deonna Jackson mm-hmm. that has made her way in the big time Division I coaching ranks. You know, she was at Mississippi State for a while. Now she's at Texas. And, you know, there are so many that are doing a great job of continuing to keep, to grow the game for girls in this area and around the country. And so I couldn't be more excited about it.
No doubt about it. Well, Mike, it's always great catching up with you, and wish you the best of luck this weekend down at JQH. And as soon as this is all over and we get some good weather, we got to hit the golf course.
Hey, there we go.
That's right.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, Jim. And, you know, it's always a pleasure talking with you. I appreciate all you do for the area and sports in the area. And it's always fun watching you cover whoever you're covering, whether it's Whitfield girls basketball or not. So I appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
No problem. Mike Slater, the head coach of Whitfield, joins us. They are playing in the state semifinals this coming Friday as they'll take on Webster Groves. And we'll have coverage for you all weekend long of how our local teams are going down there. Now, when we come back, we'll continue to catch up with some of the great coaches that are going to be playing down at JQH and Hammond Student Center this weekend, right here on Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. And we welcome you back to Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. I'm Jim Powers, and great catching up with Mike Slater a little bit ago about the great season that Whitfield's had. And another one of the girls' teams that we talk a lot about, and it's great to see them back into the state Final Four this year. It's the St. Joseph's Academy Angels, and their head coach, Julie Matheny, joins me. And Julie, what a great season for you guys, especially over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, timing's everything. You know, I was nervous, like, you know, maybe we peaked when we were in Florida in January, which really made me nervous. And maybe we peaked and then we went down as low as we could and then we kind of cycled back. But it's a long season, and the girls, I believe, just began to have a little confidence and had some success, little ones, and put together a string of wins that obviously have, I love saying the word pole vaulted, us into the Final Four. But, and you know, we like anybody else, you need a little luck along the way and a little, we're blessed with, I think, some special angels from above that kind of took their wings and kind of helped us move along the way. But, you know, my stepped down with the three seniors a while ago and had really heart-to-heart conversation looking at the brackets and what we may or may not be able to achieve. But I'm thrilled. We love, you know, Final Four experiences. We love state championships, just selfishly for the school as well as the opportunity for the kids to compete. And just standing there at center court, having the national anthem being blasted and having, you know, the Misha executives put hardware around your neck is awfully kind.
No doubt about it. You guys are no stranger to that. We'll get into that here in a couple minutes. But let's talk about those seniors. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to watch these kids play over the last 4 years. And, you know, this is a really, really special bunch for you. Talk a little bit about them and just how they've kind of rallied everybody to get you guys back to the state Final Four into this point in the season.
This is a tough group. I mean, they're not a rah, 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 rah. They are like, literally it's crickets a lot of times. And we're like, are we getting through to them? Are we not getting through to them? Which I selfishly took it wanted to take it a little deeper, just having conversations with Bobby and Tim and Dee and Courtney and Bob and the rest of the coaching staff saying, how do we get to these kids? And I don't know, it was one of those things where as a senior and walking into a program where they hadn't even won a district championship and asking them to say, what is your legacy? What do you want it to be? Why did you come here? And how are we going to accomplish this? And you're, and having them make sure they didn't look back and say they wish they would have tried harder. I think also, like with the other schools, the fact that it's been COVID and they don't have rah-rah. We were at games this year where we had, you know, students in the stands, you know, screaming and blasting and, you know, parents continuing to yell at Bobby. No, or parents just cheering for their kids, you know, it's just like how it's, a, it, it just, sometimes I think that's what completely energized them and made them feel a lot more accountable to not just their program, but to their students. And to it got a lot more exciting and they felt the energy. And, you know, they just, you know, were a little bit, you know, we had a limit turnovers like everybody else, but it's you know, the fact that they jumped in and embraced it and made their other teammates, whether that, you know, Kayla and just as far as making them, then Zoe, get two sophomores on, you know, starting for us and making them know we got it. Just let's go. Don't walk out of here with at least giving it everything you got. That's all we ever asked.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I may have threatened them somewhere along the way, but I don't recall.
I don't see that from you now. Bobby, I see that coming from.
Right.
So.
Well, no.
Talk a little Someone's bit.
Good cop, bad cop type of thing. You know?
Absolutely.
And then mediator Tim, it all works out.
No doubt. But, you know, I mean, you look at what you guys got, and between Kylie and Kayla, I mean, Kylie 14 a game, Kayla 12, almost 13 a game. You know, those two have just been, you know, the focal point of you guys, especially in this stretch run over the last 3 weeks. Talk a little bit about those two.
They are basket buddies. We put them at the same basket, kind of like we've done with Kylie, with Alex Kerr, and I, you know, a couple of the other posts, just for them to bang on each other and work, and also get the mentality of how to be strong in the paint. And that's where, you know, some of the teams have had a problem matching up with us with those two bigs, and they've been able to get a much better read for each other. You know, where who's going high, who's going low. And compliments to the, you know, Jackson team and Eureka and Marquette. You know, they tried to collapse on us, which they did a nice job. And then you had, you know, Ellie, who buried a couple bombs, you know, to open it up. And Zoe hit a bomb. And Allison, who normally doesn't shoot threes, just enough to say, all right, now what are we going to do? And then it was, you know, which we needed to do. I mean, if we sit back there and don't hit any threes and they have put three kids on these kids, it could be a long game. But it's all about timing and about the other kids coming in and hitting a couple buckets when we need them to.
You know, over this run, I think the biggest part of this run for you guys, especially through districts and through the quarter this past Saturday, was you guys got out the great starts in the first quarter. Normally, a lot of teams, you know, that they come out a little slower and then they build up momentum into the second half. You guys have really taken it, you know, the whole opposite way and have come out of the locker room, you know, in that first quarter and just made statements right out of the gate.
Well, I hope you don't jinx us on that, but we do have incarnate, but last week was that week's a long week, you know, without playing a game after going back to back to back, and try to change some things up and keep them energized and keep them ready just to take care of business. We try to win every quarter, just break it down to simple stuff. But we were down 7-0 to Marquette coming out of the gate, called a timeout. We were able to get our feet back on underneath us and kind of reorganize. And I think they were nervous. You know, I think we were a little nervous. I was kind of like, wait, we're at home. Let's take care of, you know, that we shouldn't be nervous here. And I think when they were now, we're at a point, we're one of those teams, we have nothing to lose. I my heart breaks for Jill Nagel and a couple others who, I mean, their teams are fabulous, you know, but right now we're going to try to take advantage of the opportunity we have and hopefully be respectable when we have to play our best friends, the Red Knights.
Yeah, and normally we see this game, you know, here in St. Louis, we see it in the regular season. There were many years we saw it in the district final.
Yeah.
And now, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is one of the first times you two have actually matched up in the state Final Four.
Without a doubt, because normally they're a class or two classes behind us, but with the new program that Misha has adopted, that, you know, rightfully so, they should be in class six. So it'll be great. They've got an excellent team. You know, they've got six D1 kids, seven, eight, nine D1 kids, and not small D1s. I mean, we're talking Kentucky and great programs. And, you know, obviously they do a great job coaching but they're still 17 and 18 years old. So, and I'm just grateful for the experience that our kids. And that's one thing we've asked is, you know, this is about having the younger classmen get a little taste of it, maybe get a little hungry for next year, and let's maybe make something special happen this year. And it already is. I mean, we're grateful we have the opportunity to get back down there and have that fun and have that experience.
Yeah, this is number 18 at the Final Four for the program overall, and first time in a couple years. You know, and you mentioned it a few moments ago, this is a group that hasn't experienced a district final and experienced going to the Final Four. So how are you and Bobby and Tim as a coaching staff, you know, getting everybody, okay, it's great to be there, but we still got work to do. You know, there's still work to be done. How do you take your experiences as the coaching staff and try to relay that to the kids, you know, especially with number 18 in the state Final Four for you guys?
Right. That's a great question. We're going at it that it's another game, you know, and that the fact that it's still, you know, baseline to baseline, and we'll worry about what the bigger picture is and how it impacts them later, because I don't think they really know either until you get there. I mean, we've got Ellie Davenport, who is a state championship golfer for St. Joe. And I asked her when we had conversations, like, you've been there, you've won it, you know how hard it is. You know, just even in a sport where it's just a single, you know, I got to make this putt for the team, that pressure. And we talk about it when they're shooting free throws, even though we were a great 5 for 19 the other day. Maybe I should take her off that platform. But, but you know, it's the thrill that they get the chance to go back, or, you know, and for the school. And that's one of those things where having, you know, we've been there with 30 years, 31 years, and almost every other year, if you look at it, being able to get to a Final Four, that's one of the other things that we challenge the kids with. I'm like, you've been here. How do you not get us back to the Final Four? How do you not? That's why you came here. Not just to, you know, not to get there, but also to win a state championship. And so now we're sitting there at the dance, and we're getting our shoes all cleaned and polished and ready to shake our feet.
No doubt about it. Last question for you. And this is something I've been talking to a lot of the girls coaches about since we started doing the podcast. You know, girls basketball in the metro area has just absolutely, the bar has been raised. You look at where we were 10 years ago, even to where we are now. Just from the coaching standpoint, where do you see how girls basketball in the metro area has just absolutely exploded, and that bar has been raised to where, hey, we've got great basketball and we're just as good as the guys?
We battle with I think they're starting earlier. I think there's better opportunities in feeder programs or things to learn skills and drills. What I still feel like you should be able to play two sports in high school. I think it's tough to make a kid in fourth grade decide they only want to play lacrosse or play field hockey, and they only want to play volleyball, or they only want to play soccer, which also I think has limited some of the basketball programs but I there's and in the same aspect is to allow the kids who want to dedicate all that time to one sport, that that's where that development and growth has kicked off. I mean, they, because you're playing it 7, 24, 365. Mm-hmm. But the programs across the state, whether it's Whitfield or Cardinal Ritter or, you know, Incarnate, they've, you know, and Marquette, Eureka, I mean, we've all have kids that have played at college levels, where now the colleges are looking to the Missouri State for good athletes and good basketball players. And I think that has helped develop and made us a resource for making, you know, college recruits for girls basketball healthier across the state.
No doubt about it. I couldn't agree with you more on that. Well, Julie, I know it's a busy time. I know you guys are getting ready to head down to Springfield. Yeah. You know, it's always great talking to you. I know we always talk during the season, but it's great.
No, you're the best. Thank you for promoting the girls basketball and not just, I mean, girls sports in general. I mean, everybody works hard, you know, so I know everybody wants their little bit of time, but I'm grateful for people like yourself who take care of us and always has an, you know, eye out to make sure we, not just St. Joe, but all the girls programs get us the deserving respect and an opportunity to have a conversation with you.
Outstanding, Julie. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend. Let's get
the
title.
I'll take it. Oh, yeah, we'll take it. Thank you very much.
No doubt. Julie Matheny, the head coach at St. Joe's Academy, joins us. When we come back, we'll go over to the boys' side. Webster Groves, they're back into the state final picture this year, and we'll talk it over with Justin Mathis, their boys' coach, on the terrific year that Statesman's had. Coming up right after this on Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. And we welcome you back to the Inside the Lions High School Sports Podcast. I'm Jim Powers here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. Great catching up with Mike Slater and Julie Matheny as they're heading down to Springfield. And now another coach heading to Springfield this weekend. First time since 2018, the Webster Groves men's team has made it down to JQH and their head coach, Justin Mathis. And Justin, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on an outstanding year, my man.
Thank you. We appreciate it. It's had its ups and downs, but, you know, I said it in January when we were struggling that smooth seas don't make skilled sailors. And I think the adversity has led us to peaking at the right time. And we're excited to head for Springfield and try to compete for a state championship.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You guys got off to a tremendous start, you know, in the early season and then kind of shuffled your feet a little bit there in January after the Coaches versus Cancer tournament. Talk a little bit about, you know, what you talked to the guys about in regrouping and getting back to that early season form you guys were on, and then obviously leading up to the run that you guys are on right now.
Yeah, you know, I think it was combination things. Obviously, we hit some guys out. We start two sophomores. The scouting report kind of got out on them, and we had to make adjustments to the way teams were playing us. So, I mean, it was both X's and O's. It was the grind of the season. You name it. It seemed like we kind of dealt with it in January, but the guys stayed together. There wasn't a whole lot of pointing fingers in the locker room. You know, I never had any panic. I was worried, but never panic. Because I knew the guys stayed together and that was the most important part. So they kept working, kept putting in the hours in the gym. I knew we were going to get through it. We were able to kind of find our footing in conference and finish out another conference championship. And that momentum just kind of takes you into the playoffs. And we've played some of our best basketball here recently.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And when you got kids like Matt Enright, who is going to be our student athlete of the week next week, you know, and then a couple of the other guys, these guys are leaders. And talk to Matt a little bit about him being the silent type of guy out on the court, but you got a couple other guys, they're going to make it notice somebody's not doing what they need to do.
Oh, no doubt. You know, we're fortunate to have a great senior class. Obviously, our two captains, you mentioned Matt Enright and Ethan Chartrand. They really set the tone. And just when your best players are the first guys in the gym, you have a chance to have a special season. And I mean, that's just the bottom line. When your best players are your hardest workers, you got a shot. But then we've also got four other seniors that don't get as many shots as Matt and Ethan, but they play really important roles, and having that maturity makes a big difference. And I think it just kind of elevates everybody, and our sophomores are playing older than they are and down the line. So yeah, we've got a really good group of kids and they've worked hard all season and couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about just Matt himself and, you know, I remember him as this skinny freshman walking into the gym, you know, 4 years ago, and just seeing him grow and seeing him, you know, doing a lot of great things on the court. It's really a testament to his hard work, but also the hard work that you guys, as the coaching staff, have really put on him to be that type of player that he could be and what we're seeing him be this year.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on our skill development and our player development as much as anything. And the hours you put in the offseason paying off and using those summer contact days wisely. And Matt's the perfect example because he's one that has definitely put in the hours. Obviously, he's always been a great shooter and he's continued to refine that and add more off the bounce and things like that. But his ball handling has just grown by leaps and bounds. And now, you know, he can get 20 without even taking a three-pointer, whereas before that was so much of his game. So he's just become so much more well-rounded. And then obviously, you know, everybody jokes about, you know, his freshman year, the shorts being too big and this and that. But the reason they fit now is because of the hours he's put in the weight room. And not just that, but even the details of nutrition and things like that. People don't see the, you know, the peanut butter, the protein shakes after, you know, fourth lift of a week. And that's made all the difference in the world for him to be able to physically compete at the highest level.
You know, schedule wise, and I know you guys have basically taken the, you know, Jay Blossom approach. You know, you were an assistant for Jay for a few years, and you guys don't shy away from anybody. You play in the great tournament down in Nixa. You guys will go out to KC. You know, talk about just setting that schedule up to get your guys ready for this tournament run every year.
You know, it's what I told the guys before the Cape Central game. We're getting ready for Cam Williams. They're really, really skilled 6'9" forward. And I said, guys, when people act like I'm crazy for scheduling Father Tolton and Michael Porter's little brother, the 7-footer, the first game of the year, I said, this is why you do this, right? Why do you play Bashan? So that if you see a Cardinal Ritter in March. And so I think it's tough to play your best basketball in March if you're seeing some of the strongest teams on your schedule for the first time. So definitely think that the competition we play throughout the year has helps get us ready. And when you look at Cardinals Ritter's schedule and who we're about to play, there's no cupcakes on their schedule either. So I don't think it's a surprise that two teams that went out and challenged themselves find themselves in the Final Four.
Talk a little bit about Cardinal Ritter. What are going to be some of the things you guys are going to need to do to make it through and then, you know, play for a state championship?
Yeah, obviously the first thing that jumps off the page is just how hard they play. RJ does a great job coaching them, and they are physical, they are fast, but they're locked in. And when you look at some of their execution in recent games, whether it be St. Dominic or DeSmet or Westminster, they are guarding people and playing defense at an incredibly high level. So going to have to match their intensity, going to have to match their effort, going to have to match their physicality, all things that, you know, we pride ourselves on. And I know they're preaching the same things over there. So that's going to be key. You know, obviously they've got two really, really good players that are being very highly sought after at the next level with Rob Lewis and Braxton. So trying to contain them and do a better job on them than we did last week on Cam is going to be important, but they've got a wide variety of guys that can hurt you on any given night, just like we feel we do. And that depth has been one of their strengths as well.
You know, you stepped into some big shoes, and me and you actually talked about it. I remember the conversation we had your first year. And now you look at where this team has gone, you know, where you've come as a head coach, where the programs continue to climb and be successful. How much fun are you having, you know, following Jay and doing great things out on the court right now and keeping that tradition at Webster Groves on such a high level?
Oh, I'm loving it. Anytime it's 75 out and you're still in the gym coaching, you're doing something right. And there's no better time to be in the gym. I've really just enjoyed the whole process. I mean, Matt and Ethan have kind of grown up along me. They've been major varsity contributors for all three of my years. It's just really rewarding to see all their hard work pay off. And those guys have earned it at 6:30 in the morning every day for the last 3 years. And so I think you're more excited for them that their hard work has paid off. And then it's just cool to see the community rally around us, especially with us and the girls both playing well. But I mean, Saturday at Merrimack was a sea of orange and black. And, you know, when the community gets fired up, it's, you know, this is a special school and a special place. And it's just, you know, you just kind of have to sit back and smile it sometimes and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, and it, what a ride it is. And it's been a while since we've had both a boys and girls team from the same school make it down to the state Final Four. So how much fun is that? I know you and Josh are good friends, and, you know, just the success the two programs have had over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. There's now the whiteboard of trying to make the bus work in the different places and the girls have taken us up. The logistics have been challenging the last 48 hours getting that itinerary made. But, no, it's a blast, and it's going to be a lot of fun going down there with them. And obviously you talked about a lot of respect between our two coaching staffs, and those girls get after it and play really hard and work really hard as well. So, you know, I think we're playing a pretty similar brand of basketball. They got a little more size than we do, but both teams being led by some seniors that are playing great and playing hard-nosed defense. So it's been a blast, and hopefully that'll help our turnout in Springfield and see a little more orange and black there.
How much fun is it to see Jay and Scott on the girls' bench watching you guys, you know, instead of vice versa, so to say.
Yes, no doubt about that. And, you know, I think that it kind of all started when Coach Balsam's daughter, Gabby, her college volleyball season was kind of impacted by COVID. So he was looking for something to kill some time, and his role just kind of kept on growing, as you can probably expect. But I knew that he still had the itch, and that so I'm not surprised at all.
No doubt about it. Well, it's great talking to you. I know it was fun watching you guys in the district final a couple weekends ago, but let's get the state championship back up here to St. Louis this weekend, man.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Jim, and thanks for everything you do for high school sports in the area.
No problem. Thank you so much, Justin Mathis, the head coach over at Webster Groves. They will travel to Springfield to play Cardinal Ritter on Friday. We'll have coverage for you on the High School Sports Caravan Twitter feed, and also we'll catch up with all of our winning coaches next week here on the Inside the Lions podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to everybody next week right here on Scoops with DannyMac.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.